Yes FM music that will change your life. Hey, I'm Zach. That was Don't Worry About It by Wande. Just talking to Paige Williams, a great guy, author of Spirit Lessons, Teachings of the Holy Ghost. And how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, hey, we're so happy to have you on for the gut check. And you know, we were going back and forth a little bit. You're a super interesting guy. You're like all over Ohio and Pennsylvania. You travel a lot. That's yes, awesome. Sir. Yeah. So hey, do you like drive? Do you fly, or do you like a speed train, a bullet train?
most times I drive if I can. If it's under probably 4 hours, 4 to 5, I'll drive. I'll make the drive. I try to stay where I can. So
gotcha. Those 4 hour drives are really good for sermons and podcasts.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Hey Paige, thank you so much for coming on. Let's just dive into the word. What devotion do you have for us this week?
Yes, the devotion I have today will be coming from James chapter 1, verse 4, and it's speaking about patience. And I'll just read it, and then we'll go into it. It says, "But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." So many times in life, we desire things from God. We desire certain blessings, certain goals that we've desired to achieve, certain aspirations that we have, answers to certain things, and direction from God, all those things. But one thing I've learned is patience is key. And patience is key because God has divine timing for everything. Like in Ecclesiastes, it says that there's a time and a season for everything. And a lot of times the Holy Spirit is really spending a lot of time with us, trying to get us to be patient and trying to get us to trust his timing and not rush things and not make spur of the moment decisions that could potentially harm us or potentially backfire on us. The Spirit really wants us to learn to wait on him and wait on his leading so that we can maximize what he wants to do in our lives. Many times in my own life, because I was impulsive, I made some bad decisions. And so after those bad decisions, you spend time trying to rectify those bad decisions, or decisions that God didn't necessarily lead us to make, or that he didn't want us to make at that time. And so by us learning patience, the scripture says that patience perfects us and it makes us whole and it makes us entire. That wholeness is so important because it helps us in every season of our life, whether it's a time of blessing, whether it's a time where we're going through certain things, certain trials, or certain seasons of tests that God has us going through. Patience is what gives us the endurance to go through those things in the way that God wants us to. I'm reminded of another scripture in Hebrews. It says that through faith and patience, the men of old inherited the promises of God. And so not only do we need faith, but we need patience. A lot of times we start off with faith in God and we start off believing God for something. But when it doesn't happen in our timing or as quickly as we think it should, we actually lose faith and sometimes give up on it completely. But what God wants us to do is to be patient and with our faith to have that patient endurance until those things manifest for us. Because God has a certain time and a certain place for those things to come into fruition. And sometimes we have to mentally prepare ourselves to wait The Bible also speaks about waiting on the Lord. And I know we live in a society that's all about the quick things and our microwave society, as we say. But God is a God of timing and patience. We see it all throughout the Bible with Abraham, with Israel waiting to be delivered. You see many different things, but at the end of everything, even Job, God always brought to fruition what he promised. And so the patience is really to purify our hearts and to help us come to a place where we are content with God in whatever place he has us. And that is so key for the time we're in, is to have patience and to wait on God to do things in our life in the right time, in the right seasons, so we don't have to spend time trying to rectify things that we didn't have to do or impulsive decisions that we made. So if I can encourage anyone to do anything, is to exercise patience, is a fruit of the Spirit. And so work on that fruit of the Spirit and ask God for patience. Many times he'll give you situations that will cause you to need patience or have to be patient to exercise that. It's just like exercising your natural body. God does spiritual exercises as well. And one I've learned is patience. So with patience, allow it, as the Bible says, to have its perfect work in you, to make you whole, to make you complete, to make you content wherever you are and wherever God has you. Mm. So that would be my encouragement for you guys today.
Mm, I love that. Thank you so much, Paige, for that word. And there's so many things in this world that causes us impatience because, you know, we are humans and, you know, we have those situations, but it's always necessary to practice patience because it's a fruit of the Spirit and it's what God commands.
Yeah.
And that's so important.
It definitely is. It definitely is. And I learned sometimes the hard way.
Yeah. Don't but, we all?
Yeah. Yeah. But it definitely helps. It definitely helps.
Well, hey, thank you so much, Paige, for that gut check. Would you mind taking us out in prayer real quick? And then we'll ask some more questions about your book.
Absolutely. Father, we thank you for this radio broadcast. I pray that you would give everyone listening a fresh dose of patience, that you would help us to understand your timing and your seasons for everything, and to wait on the leading of your Spirit to do things. I pray, Lord, that you would rid us of impulsive decisions, and that even if we made them, we would learn from them and grow from them. I pray, God, that you would give us wisdom, that you would help us to always ask your advice, as the scripture says, in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. I pray that you would give that grace to each and every listener, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Again, with Paige Williams, the author of Spirit Lessons, Teachings of the Holy Ghost. So, Paige, really go into what made you write this book and what this book is about, what it talks about.
Yes. So, little fun fact about me is I am a journaler. So, I write down everything. I found it very therapeutic and I found it very beneficial to jot down my journey with God and my Christian walk. And so over the years, God was teaching me and showing me things in his word. And also through life experiences, many lessons that were very beneficial to me. And he began to lay it on my heart to share them with others. And I was kind of like, Lord, how do I share? What do you want me to do? Do you want me to post it on Facebook? Or how do you want me to do this? And he'd write a book, which was totally out of my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. But he definitely gave me the grace to do it, to get through that whole process. And it is for anyone who's written a book.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
and to really put those thoughts and those revelations that he gave me onto paper to where others could benefit from it and hopefully be edified and encouraged from those things.
That is awesome. So go into detail about, you know, it says in here a little paragraph that Jake gave me is saying, you know, in a world where pride and arrogance are celebrated, where are the humble and what are the lessons? I guess what are the lessons that the Holy Spirit is teaching in these last days that you covered a little bit? Is that where, as time went on when you're writing the book, were those the lessons that you heard from God?
Absolutely. A lot of the things had to do with the current times that we're in and like biblical times, as well as what God was requiring from us as believers, as disciples of Christ. One that sticks out to me, chapter in the book that I wrote, is called The Baptism of Suffering. And Jesus told James and John, they were asking, for those who are familiar, they were asking him, who will sit on your right hand, who will sit on your left hand in your kingdom? And he asked them, can they be baptized with the baptism that he is baptized with? And Jesus said that everyone who will be his disciple must take up their cross and follow him. And so there is an aspect of suffering. There's an aspect of even self-denial that comes with following Christ. And sometimes we like to shy away from those things, but it's a part of walking with Christ. Paul said, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. And so as we walk with Christ through the hard times of our life, through those trying circumstances, there's actually a fellowship and a closeness that we build with him in relationship that we wouldn't and can't get in the good times or the great times. There are certain things and certain characteristics about God that we can only learn through the trying times or the hard times. And those are the things that actually create our testimonies and our overcoming triumphs in life. So that actually help and encourage others.
I love that. Love that. Yeah, because, you know, suffering is such a big part of the Christian walk.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people, the apostles, you know, Paul and the 14, the 12 disciples and all those guys really suffered for the name of Christ and
yes,
onward. And every single person who is a Christian goes through some type of suffering. And it's so important to understand that, you know, we are going to suffer in this world because God says we are. And if God's word is true, then we can definitely depend on trials and tribulations later in life. Even if you are going through one right now, just like Paige said, like, have the patience, you know, there's a patience and there will be, you know, a light at the end of the tunnel. And that's the thing. That's how God grows you. That's how God gives you the testimony.
Yes. It is. There's always something in that suffering for us to benefit us. God takes us through anything just so we can suffer or for suffering's sake. There's a blessing in it. There's a building of us in that. There's a building of our relationship with him in that. We have to kind of try to find the blessing and what God is doing those tough seasons that is actually benefiting and helping our lives.
I love that. Well, Paige, thank you so much for coming on, sharing the gut check with us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. It was my pleasure.
Absolutely, man. See you later.
Yes. You guys have a good one.
Bye. So that was Paige Williams with our gut check, and he was talking about patience and his book, Spirit Lessons, Teachings of the Holy Ghost.